From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Mimi Wright. The National Border Patrol Council has endorsed U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill in the Missouri U.S. Senate race.
I have really been in the room trying to figure out ways to get them more resources, to secure the border. I think they know, I'm on the Committee of Jurisdiction in the Senate, so they've paid very close attention to what I've done in the Senate.
The National Border Patrol Council endorsed President Donald Trump in 2016. McCaskill will face Republican Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley in November. MU Healthcare is planning to purchase two central Missouri hospitals. KBIA's Catherine Palmer has more.
Last fiscal year, MU Healthcare's employee engagement and patient satisfaction numbers soared, and the net operating income surpassed the $100 million mark. On Monday, MU Healthcare's CEO Jonathan Curtwright also updated the UM System Board of Curators Health Affairs Committee on plans to keep that momentum going. They want to purchase two regional hospitals from SSM Health, St. Mary's Hospital in Jefferson City and St. Mary's Hospital in Audrain.
It's our belief that healthcare is entirely, as much as possible, a local phenomenon. So let's make it so patients don't have to come to Columbia. Let's make sure that the access is right there in their local community.
Final details on the hospital deal won't come for a few months. Catherine Palmer, KBIA News, Columbia.
President Donald Trump announced today that he is canceling a campaign rally in Cape Girardeau Thursday as a potentially catastrophic hurricane nears the East Coast. His campaign says that's the safest decision in light of the approaching hurricane. Hurricane Florence is expected to be an extremely dangerous major hurricane through Thursday night. Trump had planned to urge the defeat of Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill at the rally. He's backing her Republican challenger, Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. Trump won Missouri by 18 percentage points in 2016. McCaskill is a top target for Republicans seeking to expand the party's slim 51-49 edge in the U.S. Senate. She is among 10 Senate Democrats up for re-election this year in states that Trump won. Lawmakers have returned to the Missouri Capitol for a special legislative session to pass alternate versions of two bills vetoed this year by Governor Mike Parson. They include a measure to promote science, technology, engineering, and math curriculum, or STEM, in public schools. Democratic Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis says she supports STEM education, but questions using a special session to do it.
How would it help those individuals now versus in January, where you still have to go through the process of saying, okay, this here takes place or it goes into effect?
The sponsor, GOP Senator Doug Leibla of Poplar Bluff, says acting now sends a positive message to high-tech companies that may consider moving to Missouri. Parson vetoed the original STEM bill, saying it was too narrowly written and appeared to benefit one particular vendor. I'm Mimi Wright, KBIA News, Columbia.